Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, between the draft lottery on Monday and then the upcoming offseason, this will easily be the most dialed in Rocket fans and fans around Houston, you know, just even casual fans, will be on the Rockets offseason this year. You know, they're at the top of the list of teams that could be looking to make a move to bring in a big star. They're certainly at or near the top of the list in terms of resources to go get that big star, but do they have the stomach for it? Do they want to do it, or do they feel like this is the group they want to move forward with? Raphael Stone and Ime Udoka met with the media yesterday for their postseason, you know, final, their press conference heading into the offseason here, and Raphael Stone did not seem all that hepped up to go make a big deal. He said, bet on continuity.
If I will give you an inside betting tip, that I think continuity is very, very likely. Last summer we didn't make changes because we were really comfortable with where we were, and we'd seen really good things from our team in terms of kind of a good progression. And I think we saw more of the same this year. So I think the bar to make changes is very high.
Okay. So, and it is kind of funny that he says an inside betting tip, because these are actually things you can bet on, whether Kevin Durant will go to the Rockets, whether Giannis Antetokounmpo, like, that's what I need to see. The Rockets are in the top three for Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm anxious to see if this inside betting tip moves the numbers at all for this.
I wish there was a way to short a futures bet.
Right.
Because like with Dak, okay, so I figure as soon as I hear about the George Pickens trade, I'm thinking, okay, Dak Prescott's odds for MVP just went up. So at least if you could get him before the odds go up, that's a good play. But for something for the odds to go down, there's no really way to sell short on that.
Nope. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. So betting,
unless I dupe somebody into it.
Right. So betting aside, what's your gut reaction when you hear the GM saying probably going to be in his own way, probably going to be this group coming back. They're going to run it back.
It wouldn't surprise me. I would imagine that there's probably more faith within the building on Jalen Green than there is in the public at large right now.
Definitely. Yeah.
I think that I you know, some of our listeners are convinced that I have somehow been demanding that they trade Jalen Green, which that is not one bit true. I've never once said that at all. I'm open to Jalen Green still, yes, being a very valuable part of the team, as long as you just kind of relinquish any kind of realistic hope that he's going to be a superstar someday. So if you go back to the old thinking, the standard way of thinking that, okay, well, if you have two superstars on a team, you got a much better chance of winning a championship. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes, okay, are Amen Thompson and Alperen Şengün those guys?
Yeah.
If you're not going to really... So, and that's possible. That's in the realm of possibilities. Yeah. You know, obviously, both those guys need to continue growing, but they're also both very, very young.
Yeah.
Then if what they're doing is continuity plus some actual shooters, how much are they just leaning on Reed Shepard being one of those shooters and other guys from within versus listen, you don't have to do a blockbuster trade or a blockbuster free agency acquisition, but at the very least go out and get some guys who can shoot the basketball.
Yeah. Maybe that lottery pick you have from Phoenix is a shoot. You know, maybe they got some shooters earmarked in the top 10 in the draft. Who knows? Yeah, 'cause they've certainly got enough draft capital to maneuver. If they do choose to make it a young guy, they've got enough draft capital to maneuver within the draft if they want to.
Defensively, they feel a little bit like the Texans. You know, okay, the Texans get to the playoffs. You look at the defense and say, okay, that defense is good enough to be a Super Bowl championship defense. Yeah. You know, without, you don't have to be the best defense in the league, but that's very much a Super Bowl caliber defense. The Rockets have a championship caliber defense. Mm-hmm. They gave Golden State fits. It's just, can you shoot the ball? Can you guys just be better at scoring? It's one of the most important things of basketball. You know, you only know this if you really know ball. Getting the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, well,
it helps a lot.
And I think similar to the Texans, it is kind of eerie, just the similarities between the two franchises. I mean, honestly, literally going back to when they both started their descent into the rebuild. Like I brought this up many times. James Harden and Deshaun Watson requested their trades within days of each other back in January of 2021. It is remarkable, up to and including what you just said, that they're both teams that you feel great about the foundation they're built on defensively. You feel really good about the culture of both places. I think there's similarities with the two head coaches in terms of how they value those things. I think the energy level is different. I think D'Amico's got a higher energy level to him. Ime Udoka is more of a serial killer, I think.
In a good way.
But offensively, that's the issue. And with both teams, you can see, yeah, there's pieces offensively. You know what I mean? Like with the Texans, there are definitely pieces there. There's the makings of potentially a good offense. And the Rockets have, and Alperen Şengün is a good offensive player. You know, Jalen Green is a good offensive player. There's others on there that have good traits. As a team, it's almost like outside shooting is to the Rockets what offensive line play is to the Texans. You know, they get this one Achilles heel, and if they can get that fixed. And it's funny too, yesterday, Seth, because Raphael Stone in this press conference kind of went out of his way to say, you know, that we're, and I'm paraphrasing here, but like, we're not a team that's built on one star having to go do something.
Right.
It's all about like, it could be a different guy every night. Whoever's getting the double teams thrown at them, they're the sacrificial lamb, and it's up to the other guys to get the job done, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where I think your point about how they view Jalen versus how the public views Jalen is spot on, because they obviously think there's a whole lot there still untapped with Jalen Green.
Well,
right, and
that's the whole big thing with, look, a genuine star and what maybe you had hoped Jalen Green would turn into. It doesn't matter if they're getting blitzed and doubled, they're still going to produce. Jalen so far doesn't look like that guy, but at the very least, can it be a guy that doesn't freeze up and turn the ball over and just buckle under that kind of pressure? That's all he needs to be. He doesn't have to put in an MVP caliber performance. He's just got to be a guy who's a little bit more calm, cool, collected, and patient in the clutch like that, and keep the ball from going to the other team.
All right, let's keep looking at the checklist here. Raphael Stone, is anyone untouchable? And what are you going to do with all those picks that you've got?
The business we're in, nobody, myself included, nobody's untouchable, you know? And so, you know, I wouldn't want to say that, but everybody on our roster we deeply value, and so you know, I think you have to be careful with your words there. I have to be careful with my words. You can do whatever you want with yours. In terms of, yeah, like we have those picks, we accumulated them so that we could either draft guys in the future or upgrade our current roster. Time will tell what we do with it, or flip them into the future, which we've done a couple of times. And we'll see what makes the most sense at the time.
Okay, so
The Celtics forever kicked the can. Got a lot of picks, not going to use them.
Remember that with Danny Ainge?
Yeah, I mean, it is, and it is true. It's just because you have the money doesn't mean you have to spend it. Mm-hmm. It's the first round picks don't lose value over time. There's not deflation. It's that you can keep. You can keep kicking it down the road until the opportunity is right.
No, but I am hesitant to add another young player into this mix who's not going to get on the floor. You know, like they just
right. No, I mean, that's where it, at some point, though, it doesn't mean you, just because you have the pick doesn't mean you have to draft the younger player. It's that you wait until the right trade opportunity.
Yeah.
You wait until the right moment in the draft.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm agreeing with me. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I'm hesitant for them to use this lottery pick on a young player is all
gotcha,
I'm saying.
Gotcha,
yeah, yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. And nobody's untouchable. I don't believe that. I don't buy that.
You don't buy that nobody's untouchable?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't buy that Amen Thompson, that they would trade Amen Thompson for any reasonable deal that's out. I don't think he would.
I mean, there's always, a reasonable deal is the whole thing. So untouchable would be no way, we're not trading him for anybody at all.
Yeah. For any of the guys that are being discussed right now, Giannis and KD and guys if Jokic becomes available, who he might with the Nuggets? Who the hell knows? Maybe then Amen Thompson is in a deal like that. I don't know.
I blame the Astros for the untouchable conversation. I feel like it became such a big deal because of Kyle Tucker and people were wondering why he was untouchable.
Yeah,
and then he was untouchable, and then it made sense that he was untouchable. And then they touched him.
And then
they touched him. They fondled his ass up to Chicago.
They did. And he's enjoying himself up there right now. All right, the two players that get talked about the most in terms of bringing them back, because most of these guys are under contract, Steven Adams. You bringing back Steven Adams, Raphael Stone?
I think Steven was the player and person that we thought we were trading for. He's been that, and he's a really important part of the group, and kind of the continuity I talked about and value earlier. He's an important part of that. It's a two-way street, and so he has to want to be here. Every indication we have is he does, and so if he wants to be here and we want him back, and both those things are true, which I know is true from my perspective, then I'm sure we'll work something out.
He made $12 million in the final year of his deal. He is only 31 years old. So I thought Steven Adams was older than 31 years old. He was drafted.
He's got the Lawrence Fishburne thing going.
Yeah.
He's got a unique look to him that has always, from when he was 22 years old, you thought he was 31 years old.
He was drafted with the pick that the Rockets sent to Oklahoma City for James Harden. So that feels like so long ago, I would have guessed 35 for Steven Adams, but so he's 31 years old. Now he has dealt with injuries. He needed to be load managed. I wonder what the market's going to be for Steven Adams. The Rockets can pay him more than anybody else. He's their free agent.
And I think it might be one of those classic situations where he's more valuable to the Rockets with this team, these younger players, everything that goes along with it, than he is to a lot of other teams.
The double big lineup with Şengün. That's a very specific lineup that really enhanced his value out there.
Right.
Him and Şengün. Right. Yeah.
And one that would be really nice if they could add a shooter to the mix in that lineup as well. Yes. If they could do something out on the perimeter.
Steven Adams could develop a jump shot. That would be amazing. All right, last one here. Bringing back Fred VanVleet.
I definitely don't speak about contractual situations, so no, I won't. But I will echo that I think Fred's been great, kind of similar to Steven, but with a much longer time frame. He's been the person and the player that we hoped we were getting, and I think I'm very optimistic that he'll be with us for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I mean, both sides have been public about that. Fred wants to be back. The team wants him back. What it comes down to, and the reason why Raphael Stone was referring to contracts, I'm not going to talk about contracts at the beginning of that answer, was the part of the question was, are you going to exercise this $43 or $45 million, whatever it is, team option, or do you decline the team option and work out a different deal with Fred where maybe it's a longer-term deal, but the average annual value is a little bit lower?
And either way, he's only going to make $1.5 million or $2 million more than he did last year, so it's not like it affects their math all that much. Unless it feels less and less likely, unless they traded for Kevin Durant and they had to, that long-term deal helps soften things a little bit.
Yep.
I think he'll be back 100%.
I think
now
so
he's
too.
30. He's also 31 years old, but feels much more like the normal 31.
Yeah,
years old.
Yeah,
not a Steven Adams 31.
Correct. So, So that was Raphael Stone. We'll have more from Raphael Stone later in the show, and Ime Udoka as well. Some interesting stuff yesterday. But if you're somebody, if you're one of the people that's been texting in saying no KD, I want to see what they do with one more year at least with this group. That was good news for you yesterday, at least outwardly. You know, who knows? Maybe Raphael Stone's posturing a little bit. Maybe he's trying to get Phoenix or Milwaukee to once the trade talks start to ease up on what exactly it is they want. We'll see. Payne and Pendergast with you. Nick Caserio joins us about an hour from now. 7:30, the Texans executive vice president and general manager will join us. And rookie minicamp gets started on Friday this week. Headlines coming up next. We'll get to the Astros and the Brewers last night. Another frustrating night for the Astros. Crazy night in the NBA playoffs, including the gods trolling Rocket fans. We'll explain that in headlines coming up next.